Trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 30th, join the Ultimate Frisbee Team for their practice happening from 4 to 6 p.m. on the intramural field. Also happening on Tuesday, join the Computer Art Club for their meeting happening in Fine Arts 321 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lastly, join Student Association for Trivia Tuesday happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Thursday, join the Student Caribbean Association for a game of Spooky Bingo happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Alumni Hall. Also happening on Thursday, join the Center for Racial Justice for a powerful panel, discussion, and celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month. This will be happening in the Great Room from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop, happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103. On Saturday, be sure to check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening on Dietz Street in town from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday, join Student Association for A Night of the Impossible with Larry and Raven. This will be happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the ballroom. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting and come and learn about our awesome club. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. Hope to see you there. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to have a great week and keep it locked.
Hey guys, welcome back to Larny Tunes. Today I have a very depressing playlist. It's all sad songs, like I said last time, but very pretty, I think. I think they're, like, just such beautiful songs that they, like, deserve love, too. So I made a whole playlist of all my favorite sad songs, and yeah, I have a guest on today, Anjali.
Hi, guys.
Yes. So she's going to listen to my show with me. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
looking for something to burn. You've got my devotion, man, I can hate you sometimes. I don't want to fight you, and I don't want to sleep in the dark. We'll get the drinks in.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
It's not Lauren.
It's also me, though. So, we decided that we're going to talk about that album, or the album of Harry Styles' Fine Line. Is the album called Fine Line? Yeah.
Yeah, I love Fine Line, but I do, and I also saw Harry Styles in concert.
Oh.
I think that was at Madison Square Garden, and it was very good. That was, okay, but I did only see him because my cousin was like, I have a ticket, and like, I don't know who to bring. Is it loud? To you? Maybe these headphones?
Oh, no, it's perfect.
Oh, okay. But yeah. I love that album. I really liked his first debut album as well.
Yes.
And I wish that I was a fan when his first album came out, because I know that concert, I like, my friend went to that concert and it was also very good, apparently. Mm-hmm. But did he come out with something recently or no?
I don't think so.
Has he been in the studio? Like, what's been going on?
Harry's House was the last one, 2012.
Oh, yes.
It was, there's like...
Okay, I did not. Oh, I remember As It Was.
Good one. Boyfriends from that album is my favorite song.
Really?
I would say.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But from Fine Line, I don't know. Another, well, we were going to say like the sad one from it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's Falling.
Yeah.
That one is... sad, but yeah, this is like one of his best albums, I would say, in my opinion.
I feel like his best albums went from Harry Styles to Fine Line to Harry's House.
Yes.
It's just progressively, it's not progressively I was not, no it's not progressively getting worse, it is like kind of getting more pop, a little bit more radio friendly, which I know we're on the radio right now, but I don't really like radio friendly songs because they're so produced, and they're so like, they like okay, so you know how like Queen had to sign like their contract or whatever, and then they were like, well, we have this album and it's Night at the Opera and it's, you know, it's like not like 8-minute songs. And then their management was like, well, you can't because like who's going to play that on the radio?
Yeah.
But they curated the vibe. Mm-hmm. That's what.
Exactly. And that's what made it better.
I don't know. I feel like songs.
No. Last time I played that song for my grandma and. Because she requested it, but it Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to say that.
And I love like that whole album. It's just so like, yes, it's not what you. I feel like radio friendly. I'm doing air quotes right now. They can't see. Radio friendly songs are. They just sound so target.
Yeah.
Wait, am I? But yeah. I don't know, but Harry, but I feel like, I hope Harry Styles' next album is his music and not his management's, like, what the idea of Harry Styles needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. And I think I also really do want to see him in concert because
that would be
awesome. I know our friend Kate.
Oh, really?
Harry Styles. I don't know if she's seen him, but, Maybe she'll go to that one with me.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to... I remember talking about how I wanted to go to Alex G concert, and it's this... it's October 8th.
It is October 8th,
hey,
guys.
If anyone's listening and also wants to go with me, then... Because you know, Anjali might come with me, and that'll be exciting.
Hey.
Somebody with a car preferred.
Does anyone want to drive us to the Alex G concert, please? And maybe, like... somewhere to stay.
Yeah, like a nice place
if you ever, yeah.
To get us back before class. And so, yeah, Harry Styles, Fine Line. The next song I have is from, I think this is fitting, it's called Rosalind by Bon Iver and Bon Iver?
I don't know.
I
think it's Bon Iver, but I don't know.
I'm not sure. but and Saint Vincent. I didn't know Saint Vincent was on this song.
Oh my god,
that's awesome! I did not know that. So yeah, this is from Twilight, the first one, I think. Yeah,
this is from the movie Twilight.
Yeah,
really?
You know, with the wedding, that or no, it's not the first one. I don't know.
I didn't know that it was from Twilight at all.
Oh really?
No.
It's such a relaxing song. They played it at their like outside forest wedding. It makes me want to have a wedding. So there's that one, and then after that is no surprise, no surprises.
No surprises.
Oh, that was a pun. Okay. All right. I hope you guys like this one. Here it is.
Gravity's right.
love that song. It's in The Bear. If anybody knows that, I know that my mom watches it. Hi, mommy. And I don't know. Yeah, I think it's in one of the ending episodes. But next we have Wildflower by Billie Eilish. And this one is from the Hit Me Hard and Soft album. And I just think this is like a masterpiece of a song. And I sing it all the time. So I think I thought that it would be good to put in this playlist. Me and Anjali are going to talk about it after. So stay tuned for that. So here it is.
Fall apart and time breaks your heart. I wasn't there, but I know she was your girl. You showed her the world. We fell out of love and you both let go. She was crying on my shoulder. All I could do was hold her, only made us closer until July. Now I know that you love me, you don't need to remind me. I should put it all behind me, shouldn't I? But I see her in the back of my mind all the time. Did I cross the line? Well, good things don't last, and life moves so fast. I'd never ask who was best. Put it all behind me.
Hello. And then we didn't realize the song was ending. No.
Well, that was Wildflower. We wanted to talk about this album, or I did, because I just...
Wait, is your mic on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my sorry. My mic was not on.
Okay, say what you just said. No, all it's right. Okay.
I was just saying I did cut Anjali off because we were talking about my Woni poster, actually, which she's going to help me with. I'm very excited. And so that was Wildflower. And I wanted to talk about the album because I think I have no words for it. When this came out, I think it was last, like, May or something. I remember my sister was graduating from Oneonta 2 May's ago.
Your sister went here?
She did.
I did not know that. Yes. Oh my god.
And yeah, so hi Amanda, if you're listening.
Hi Amanda.
Hi Amanda. what's it called? So I remember listening to this on her graduation day and I was like, I need to listen. One of the best, The Greatest by Billie Eilish, that one is good. It reminds me of Wildflower. I feel like they're, like, similar. Yeah. And just, like, the lyrics I relate to. And L'amour de ma vie.
Yes.
One, yeah. So, yeah. This is just such a good album.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I feel like Billie Eilish has never made anything bad. I don't, and I think that she gets a lot of criticism, and I don't really know why, because I was just saying this before when we were not on air, that, like, people just like to not like women.
Yeah.
And no, I really think so. Sorry, this is the opinion of Anjali and only Anjali, and Moni does not condone. But I do think that Billie Eilish is hated on for absolutely no reason. She is talented, and she is a good person. She's not even, like, a bad person. Like, some artists are not liked for or criticized for good reason. She is criticized for absolutely no reason.
Yeah. I think that there was, like, something that... I don't remember what it was. But she canceled? I don't know.
Darn it!
But it wasn't even valid. I remember. And she came back and everyone loves her now, and I'm like, I always have, like,
yeah, never stopped. Never. Thank you.
And I know my parents got me tickets to her concert.
Oh my god. Oh right, this was before COVID. But yeah,
and then COVID canceled it and I was so upset. I think I cried when I got the tickets.
Aww.
I was
so
excited. So hopefully one day I'll get them again, but yeah, I just love this album. And her Ocean Eyes was like the first song I heard from her, and that was like ethereal. Like, that was
such a good song. Lonely, her like first song, what was that featured in? That was like a song in a show, and I think that, like, that's how it got really big.
Let me see.
Luckily we have phone.
Luckily we have computer. I think it was in 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually have... That's such a crazy show. But you know what? A song from there.
That is so 2017. You know what I mean? Was it?
Yeah. I think so. Yes, it was middle school time.
Yeah, it was so, like, chronically 2017. Yeah. Like, I feel like...
I've never watched it.
So, I didn't watch it either. Yeah, me too.
I heard it's good, though. But speaking of, there's a song from that show that I think everyone knows this from it, but it's called The Night We Met by Lorde Sivan.
Yes, yeah.
That one is next. And
oh, really?
Yeah, what a, like,
a... Yeah, what a freaking coincidence.
That was awesome. So, I think you guys will love this one. yeah, that's it.
We're going to continue to draw and make Lauren's poster.
We're having so much fun. Okay, this is The Night We Met by Lorde Sivan.
take me back to the night we met. Then that I can't tell myself what the hell I'm supposed to do. Then that I can't tell myself not to ride along with you. I had all and then most of you, some and now none of you. Take me back.
is the sound of love's marching band, and how they hold you like a gun, and how I sing you like a song I heard when I was young and buried for a night like buried for a night like this.
That was Anchor by Novo Amor, and the one before that was Sparks by Coldplay. And it is time for the news. So I'm going to play that right now, and then I'm going to play one more song, and yeah.
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Don't touch that dial.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located,